providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics. You know, I have to tell you, I'm not even going to go into the trite comment. Yes, I will. And the trite comment is this is the best movie that I've ever seen in my life. Got Chris Temple on the line right now. You know, I got to tell you, I owe this guy. This guy is a genius. He is incredibly well informed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I said a long time ago, made a comment that was repeated again today, Wednesday, and that comment was that the Democrats can't get over the fact that they lost the election. They lost the election fairly and squarely. They would disagree with that. But anyway, having said that, what does Steve Bannon have to say about that today?
Well, Al, just before you and I are talking, I was listening to bits and pieces of this Delivering Alpha program that CNBC has had running all day. Numerous guests of all kinds. I hope we get to talk about Larry Kudlow and what he said this morning about trade, because it's exactly what I've laid out in our discussions about the different priorities where trade is concerned. But what Steve Bannon said, you know, a lot of people don't like him. He is an extremely smart, extremely well-read guy. He is the last guy in the world that if you're one of these people with Trump derangement syndrome and you're incapable in the first place of having a reasoned conversation, you sure don't want to be with this guy because he'll destroy you. The guy is thoughtful. He doesn't always agree with Trump, certainly not with his mannerisms. He was critical in several respects. But one of the things he pointed out that has really poisoned the whole discourse in our country right now is that, and I'm characterizing what he said, since 2:30 in the morning, you know, Wednesday morning after the election, and it was official that Donald Trump had been elected president, the Democrat Party and the deep state and the never Trumpers, they all want a do-over. And they don't want to wait until the midterm election. They want a do-over every day, and they're going to do it in the press. They're going to do it on their blogs. They're going to do it everywhere by lying, mischaracterizing. You can legitimately disagree, and there are things to legitimately disagree with the Trump administration on, but they're being downright hysterical about it. And one of the things that I've said a few times is that if a few things go right between now and Election Day, the Democrat Party is going to talk themselves right out of what normally is a political victory for the party out of power in a president's first midterm election. And it's because they have made themselves ever less credible to the American people. What is commonly called flyover America. You look at the Democrats recently, and of course this is before the poll numbers got hit again recently with everybody just unloading unmercifully on Trump over his meeting with President Putin in Helsinki. But you had polls showing that what we're up to a third of Democrats now approve of the job he's doing on the economy. They're more optimistic about things. So, I mean, this Trump opposition, multifaceted as it is, it has become increasingly hysterical, deranged. People talk about McCarthyite tactics. This is being practiced by the people who used to be the targets of that.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, Chris. What I have to say is that whatever happened to principles, whatever happened to honesty, whatever happened to fair play, you know, I mean, we always knew that Bill Clinton was about as dishonest as anybody could be. We always knew that probably Hillary allegedly falls into that category, no question about that. But I've never seen it taken to this extreme ever, 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 Chris. And I pray to God that this thing gets... I pray to God that Jim McKinney was correct in the first statement when he said they're playing right into the conservatives' hands.
Well, it could be the case. As I just said, we'll see what happens. Again, a lot of things have to go right. The economy will probably stay strong through the election. The stock market may improbably as well. If a few things that we're starting to sniff out this week come about where there are some breaks in the trade issues between chiefly Europe and even Mexico is being talked about all of a sudden now, that may turn out well. And Trump can go into the midterms having successfully brought at least some of these trading partners to the table, gotten them to agree to either lower or no tariffs worldwide, more trade, less tariffs, no subsidies. He can say, I told you so, middle America will feel better still, and the Republicans will do very, very well, and the Democrats will be sorry that they turned against a guy who, and don't never forget this, folks, it was more Democrats over recent years than Republicans that were continually railing against the deindustrialization of America, the loss of American jobs to coolie labor in China and elsewhere, and all the rest of this stuff. And you have the first president probably in my lifetime that actually is going to do something about it for more than 5 minutes. He's going to go to the mat on it. He's not turning back. He's not giving up. And these people want to complain about that? It's no wonder they're increasingly marginalizing and making fools of themselves in front of anybody who still has half a capacity to think.
Well, I have to tell you, I agree 100% on that one, Chris. Chris, let me ask you another question, and that is, have the progressives gone too far? I don't think they have yet, and the reason I say that is because the two segments of society that have the most to gain from this, unfortunately, are the well-heeled people who have a lot to gain from it. You know, and people would argue and they would say, look at the taxes. No, you know, it's not the well-heeled people. And I would have to say that, yes, they very definitely do. It all stems from the word globalism. You want to tell me that Bill Gates, Paul Allen, Jeff Bezos, and on and on and on don't care about globalism? Of course they do. I care about globalism, but I also care an awful lot about the United States of America. I'm amazed that the unions did not support Trump when Trump ran for election. And the reason I'm amazed is look at all the jobs that were lost. I mean, I'm a real supporter, for example, of Nike apparel, Nike shoes, etc., etc. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, Phil Knight, now that he's retired, and I believe he is retired, and his crew basically are globalists. They're having their products made for pennies on the dollar. They're realizing huge profits. And unfortunately, the people that are to blame or the people who are paying for this are the American laborers. I'm amazed at that I'm amazed that the unions let that happen.
Well, the unions, some of them did, maybe some of them didn't. And this is where you really need to delve down, Al, into labels and things like that. True progressives are people I distinguish from the Democrat Party, and certainly
yes I would agree.
So it's an oversimplification to call these people progressives. As far as the whole trade thing is concerned, look, there's so much hypocrisy to begin with. I have pointed out in past discussions I've had with Corey, articles I've written, discussions I've had with you, that to a very great extent, that the fact that we have this now out of control, somewhat unwieldy power, China, that wants to go its own way as a big global power, it's a country and an economy and a problem largely of the making of industrialists and bankers and corporate heads right here in the United States who set up shop in China when it was convenient and easy and cheap to do so. Now China in its own right wants to take that power and a lot more and be its own new empire. And now you've got people in this country saying, uh-oh, this isn't part of the game plan, and they're trying to fight back and stop.
Let me ask you a real quick question before the break here, Chris. Honest to God, can you blame them?
No. And look, even President Trump has said that. He says, I don't blame China. I blame the people that allowed this to happen. And he's right.
I blame the people that have allowed it to happen 100% also. I do not blame the Chinese. I don't blame the Vietnamese. I don't blame any of these guys. The fact of the matter is, I blame the people who let it happen. Stick around, take a real quick commercial break here. Going to be right back with Mr. T wrapping up KER Politics.